Past five. Right, climate change. Do you remember the University of East Anglia, my old university, got into a lot of trouble a few years ago when they seemed to make some rather inaccurate claims about climate change and how serious it was? Well, they were exposed for that. It seems to me as there's another climate gate, as that was dubbed, another climate gate in the offing, because a climate change researcher has claimed that scientists are confusing their role as impartial observers with green activism, because his paper challenging predictions about the speed of global warming was rejected by a scientific journal because it was seen as, quote, less than helpful. Professor Lennart Bengtsson says recent McCarthy-style pressure from fellow academics forced him to resign from his post on a climate sceptic think tank. Now, the research fellow from the University of Reading believes a paper he co-authored was suppressed from publication in a leading journal because of an intolerance of dissenting views about climate change by scientists who peer-reviewed the work. So, effectively, he was censored. Now, using the word McCarthyite is a very strong word there, but I can understand why it was used. Now, Professor Bengtsson claims the scientist advised the paper, which challenged findings that global temperature would increase by 4.5% if greenhouse gases were to double, should not be published in a respected journal because it was less than helpful. Well, I think that's an absolute disgrace. I mean, surely we can't have this whole climate change issue turning into some sort of religion where if you dissent from it, you are seen as some sort of heretic. Well, that seems to be exactly what's happened to this professor. It certainly happened to other people as well. Does this sort of issue make you doubt the whole climate change agenda? 0845 6060 973. Just to make clear, I don't doubt that climate change is happening. I don't doubt, actually, that part of it is due to what man does. But what I don't buy into is this whole climate change industry now, which seems to think that we have to change the whole lifestyle of the Western world to accommodate the climate change agenda. 0845 6060 973. Dr. Benny Pizer, director of the Global Warming Policy Foundation, and joins me now. Good evening.
Good evening.
How often is this happening? Obviously, this is a one-off, you'd like to think, but I'm sure there are plenty of other examples of scientists who dissent from the norm on this issue who are effectively drummed out of the brownies.
Well, it has happened in the past, and I'm pretty sure it is happening occasionally. In this case, it is particularly concerning because here we have a paper that points out the fact that there is a discrepancy between what the climate models predict and what is actually happening outside your window. The models predict strong warming. Reality is very, very moderate warming, no warming in the last 15 years. So something is wrong. And this paper suggests that the models are wrong and not nature.
David on Twitter has just tweeted me. He says, many climate scientists have exchanged their scientific souls for research grants. History will not treat them kindly. Is that a valid accusation to make?
Well, it's too general, I think. It is. It really doesn't affect every scientist or researcher. It's a small group of activists, scientists who take a dogmatic view about climate science and who don't like anyone raising questions that may undermine their agenda. The agenda being that we are facing a imminent disaster because of global warming, and there are quite a number of skeptical scientists who think that is overblown.
You use the phrase activist scientists. Why would a scientist become an activist?
Well, that's a good question. But if you read what the reviewer of this paper actually said, he basically said this would have very negative impact if we were to publish that, because it would essentially be helping the climate skeptics. I mean, that's not a reason for not publishing a scientific paper.
And what is he actually, Professor Lennart Bengtsson, what's he actually resigned from?
Ah, well, Professor Bengtsson joined our Academic Advisory Council about 2.5 weeks ago. We invited him to join the Academic Advisory Council, which consists of 26 eminent scientists. And he joined us, was very happy to join us. And then he got bullied by some of his colleagues. And he was so overwhelmed by this kind of attack that came from around the world that he decided it wasn't good for his health or for his work to be attacked in that way.
What form did this bullying take?
We don't know exactly, but one way was that one of his co-authors of a paper that was supposed to be published threatened to withdraw his name from the paper. So we've seen quite a number of nasty attacks. Some the German scientist compared his decision to join us to joining the Ku Klux Klan.
For goodness sake. Now, Nigel Lawson, who well-known global warming skeptic, has described the... He says he agrees that Professor Bankston's reference to McCarthyism is fully warranted. I mean, using that word, McCarthyism, it conjures up all sorts of images, but he clearly feels that it's appropriate in these circumstances.
Well, it has been a feature of the climate debate for the last 10, 20 years that anyone who raises serious questions about the conventional wisdom is, compared to Holocaust deniers, is being attacked. The atmosphere is poisonous. The scientific community has unfortunately not helped this environment by often ratcheting up the rhetoric themselves, including the Royal Society. It's very unfortunate that the science has become so politicized that critics are ostracized and bullied, and this is just the last case.
After the news and travel, we're going to be talking to somebody who says that Professor Bankston's report was rejected because it wasn't good enough and it wasn't credible enough to be included in a respected scientific journal. What do you say to that?
Well, we've seen, I mean, the publishers have published the opinion of the reviewer, and the reviewer clearly makes the point that he doesn't like the paper. He doesn't make the case that it is erroneous. He didn't point to any mistakes. He just says, we don't like this because it might have negative implications. There are no mistakes that he points to.
Well, very interesting. Benny, thank you very much. That's Dr. Benny Pizer from the Global Warming Policy Foundation. What do you make of this? Do you think there is a growing McCarthyite witch hunt against anyone who doesn't buy into the climate change agenda, whatever that is? 0845 6060 973.